From the Knox Writer's House, this is Monica Berlin reading What a Year Looks Like Drenched. What a year looks like drenched. So soggy here, so much for a want of overcast sky. It's here already again. This dampness soaking in to everything. There's no telling what won't be water-stained come summer's end, no telling how high the water mark, or where what spilling over might crest. So it's true. I've been distracted by how green everything has stayed. No midsummer scorching of anything this year, no delirious afternoon spent in a shiny daydream of snow. What distracts is more than the need for sleeves. Like my little boy, I'm afraid of forgetting. Before this heartbreaking decade turns, he won't remember these quiet, wet years. Maybe it's for the best. He was 4 months old, asleep against my chest, when the tsunami bore down. We were finishing thank you notes for his first birthday when the levees gave way in St. Bernard Parish. And that other summer, when the Mississippi nearly drowned this flat-landed kind of forever, forever, he hadn't started to ask why so much water everywhere. Let him never know how much his small body pressed against my own. The memory of that holding is tangled up with so much ruin. Let him never recall the news footage I watched again and again while I rocked him. Not the way we'd curl together in the soft light of each day. Not the way he looked, smalled, when he stood beside his father beneath my office window 3 flights down, calling up to me, or on a late-season beach all our own, a lighthouse off in the distance somehow looming over him. Not even the way another night in a hotel in the city we woke to find him sitting on the sill, staring out into the cityscape of electricity and thought, my God, he's going on without us. He'll go on without us. None of it, not any of it, saved for some scrapbook. Even you are slipping away. These months without you, so that now you are just someone else he spent the time he knows best, today, without. Let me get this down. Maybe it was 25 years ago, surely another lifetime, when the North Branch of the Chicago River tripped its bank, poured into the street where I lived. That we walked everywhere in our wellies until the water subsided must be true, but I can't quite believe it. Instead, this. I thought it was our fault, another 10-year flood. For playing in the hydrants all summer long, for taxing the drainage system. I'm only thinking of that water because of this water, or maybe because it has no memory, likely all drugged on Versed just before it rushes in. Land remembers, not us. Not us with our bodies more liquid than soil, more fluid than certain, more permeable than anything.